I'm sitting looking at the most incredible group of swatches in front of me, and I popped into Rachel Ashwell's Shabby Chic Couture a number of weeks ago now, and I was chatting to Pascal and discovered that you do a home service and you're here in Northampton doing the most incredible things with all these swatches for my house. Pascal, is this something you really enjoy?
I absolutely love it. There's no doubt. This is the best part of the job. Really being able to kind of take something, and you already have a beautiful existing property, and sort of the idea of breathing new life into it. And getting something gorgeous from it. So this is definitely the most fun.
My initial reaction when I walked into the shop was, I think I wondered if my credit card would leave smoking. Because it looks absolutely amazing. But what surprised me, completely took me by surprise, is that your home design service at the moment is free.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't charge for us to specifically come out and do house calls, as we call them, a home visit, simply because it's just an added benefit for us to be able to see the space that you're working with. And then often you need to kind of see our fabrics or pieces within the home. It makes it a much easier process of designing around it and for you to choose. So, you know, something we happily do.
But you are, in effect, you are an interior designer.
Yeah, absolutely. And we offer the full service. We're all trained designers. So we all understand space. We understand colour. We understand how to put things together. We do floor plans. We do mood boards. We do the whole scheme that you would normally typically go to an actual interior designer, which we are. But it's just part of the whole service, part of the whole store.
And this is what you've just done for me. It looks absolutely incredible. Walk me through, because you've come in, there's a PowerPoint presentation here with lots of photographs of my existing house and obviously bits and pieces of moods you picked out from Rachel Ashwell. Walk me through what we've done.
So what we've started by doing is, now that we've had a chance to visit your house and have a look at the space that we're working with, is we've discussed with you kind of what you want from your home, and we've gone away, we've thought about the sort of mood that we want to bring into the house, whether it be through colour and texture and pieces that, you know, would work, whilst keeping the bones and of the property and the feel of the property, because it's a lovely Victorian property, so we don't want to go away from that, and created a lovely little scheme that we, you know, presented to you to make sure that we're all working on the same page and that you're happy with what we're thinking, and then we kind of go from there, and the next step is really to then get into the details of each piece and bringing the whole scheme together.
I mean, I've got a real life, and I'm a little bit worried because I've got dog, cats, chickens, there's mud outside because I'm in the countryside. There's lots of white and light colours in here, but you're saying this will work really, really well for a family environment.
Yep, absolutely. Really and truly, because the real thing with shabby chic and this particular our aesthetic is that it's supposed to be for living, and you're supposed to be able to get fabrics dirty, and all of our fabrics are machine washable, so if anything does get dirty, you stick in the washing machine and it's not a problem at all. They all work really well together. They're all fun prints, they're muted prints, there's a whole selection of everything which should work for, you know, a busy, growing, lovely, curious family.
I've got these prints and these bits and pieces in front of me here, and I mean, I do worry that it's going to cost a fortune, but you've assured me that you're going to work with loads of the bits that I've got already. You're not going to come in and say I've got to buy everything brand new and it's all going to be... No, you're shaking your head.
No, I'm shaking my head because it'd be absolutely ridiculous, especially in this day and age, for us to think that someone would want to come in and buy everything from scratch from you. And we certainly don't want that. You've got many treasured pieces that you have. We want to incorporate that into your scheme. And sometimes just moving, let's say, a chair from one room to another room just gives it new life. Just giving it a new coat of paint gives it new life. So it's really, really want to work with what you have already. It's not about spending all your money. It's about really recreating what you have already and enhancing it.
Well, that sounds exactly what I need, actually. So these colours are gorgeous. They're all Farrow and Ball colours. They're my favourite paint company, and I'm totally dedicated to them. I once made the mistake, and I would tell people this when I'm talking to them, of trying to find a cheaper imitation. It was such a big mistake. I won't ever do that again. So I stay always with Farrow & Ball. And you've put these swatches together here, and we've talked about each room. This is Cornforth White, mm-hmm. this one. This is for my husband. We're converting the shed at the moment, mm-hmm. the potting shed, into an office for him. Very manly colours here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, throughout the whole scheme, even though we sort of almost have different colours in each room, what the beauty of Farrow & Ball as well is that all the colours kind of blend and work together. So we've gone for lots of colours, but they all work within each other. So for the man shed, as we're calling it, we've gone for Cornforth White, which is quite a warm white. It's got quite heavy tones of grey, and it's just lovely. It's robust, but it's still quite light enough. And then as we travel through the house, we kind of go from greys and blues and pinks. So there's a range of colours, but they all work together beautifully.
I think that's really important, because I've tried doing my house on my own before, and I mean, I've got a little bit of an eye for what I like, but I've never been able to see an overall picture. And that's something that you bring, so you walk through a house and it seems like it's together, whereas I've had times when I've done one room and then I've done another room, and it's almost, they actually almost fight with each other, even though each room is nice, mm-hmm. it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
And that you specialise in that design service, in bringing your house together.
Yeah, absolutely. You want the whole house to feel as one, as a home. You want to have that all-important flow going from one room to the other. It makes the home feel larger as well, because you're not kind of stepping from one complete closed-off space in terms of colour and design into another space. There's always that sense that you're in the same space. And so that's really important.
We talked about the house as a whole, and if we go back on the beginning of the presentation here and just trying to just look up on the here, we talked about the fact the house looks like an original Victorian doll's house, the original features, and the fact that we've sort of called it elegant, light and airy. But there was something you said here that I quite liked, which was the French style and mm-hmm. that sort of elegantness you've gone through. Tell me this inspiration mm-hmm. that you've really taken an overall picture of the house, and I'm totally astonished, because I've just said yes to everything that you put down from every single room here.
Which is great to start with, and I'm very happy. It just means, hopefully, that we are working on the same page. What I have a slide here which I've called Inspired By, and it's really kind of the feelings that I had, one, from meeting yourself, because it's very important that, you know, you kind of gather the client that you're working for and their personality, because it is their home, and as well the actual architecture of the house and the bones of the house and what you want from it. So the idea is to keep it towards its sort of original presence, which was a beautiful Victorian, and as I say, it's very much a dollhouse-esque house. So it's just reminiscent of beautiful blooms, and still, you know, you've got a lovely bouncy personality, so you really want to bring that out as well. Yet it's still, you know, it's got that dollhouse feel, so it's still girly. There's still a sense of something soft and lovely and pretty about it. At the same time, we've got a man here who lives here, and there's still that sort of raw reality, which we love at Shabby Chic, effectively, because we like taking old vintage pieces and giving them, you know, their own presence. And as you say, the chateau sort of French side of it is everyone falls in love with that kind of romantic French side. So I kind of called it forgivingly fresh French flair. So it's all soft and lovely, and you can accept the crumbling around it as much as the beauty.
It's very interesting, because that you picked up on the fact that I love the French style, because I lived in France for a really long time. And I have sort of wanted to recreate my French childhood here in the house, as part of our life. So it's really, you've caught everything about us as a family and put it together beautifully. So Pascal, I'm really, really looking forward to working with you on this.
Oh, I'm so, so excited, and I couldn't ask for a lovelier project, and it's going to be fabulous.
If anyone wants to come find you and chat with you as well, mm-hmm. they can find you quite easily, can't they?
Very easily. They just need to pop into Notting Hill. I've got a lovely store there. We all work out of the store, so we're all surrounded by our lovely stuff all the time, and we're happy to chat as and when, whenever you like. And again, as I said, we do house calls, so if it's easier for us to pop and see you, then we can certainly do that as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you. Well, I was going to eat my heart out with all these colours.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
No worries.